created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 4, recognize when you can step in. When taking initiative, it is important to understand timing. You need to know the correct time to step up and when to know your place. If you can make a situation better, you should. Take initiative when you can. Try to make a difference. Know your strengths and skills. It is beneficial to your personal and professional self to understand your strengths. Everyone has strengths, and sometimes you just have to explore your natural talents to find them. To help identify what you have strengths in, you should identify what you enjoy doing. The more you enjoy an activity, the more likely you will perform it to the best of your abilities. You should also take the time to notice what you do differently than everyone else. Determine what makes you stand out from a crowd. Take advantage of your strengths and put them to good use. Positive workplace and personal strengths to possess. Creativity. Honesty. Leadership skills. Open-mindedness.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Works well in a team or individually. Well organized. Go the extra mile. Part of initiative is going the extra mile. Take the step of going above and beyond your usual tasks. This will make you stand out and show motivation. Going the extra mile can be as simple as offering another employee help. Every little bit helps in the workplace, so if you can help out, you should. It will not go unnoticed. Going the extra mile will motivate you and make you feel good about yourself. Every little initiative goes a long way. Ways employees are motivated. Getting work benefits for performing well. Building relationships among staff members. Knowing why they matter. Having clear goals set. Reasons why employees may choose not to go the extra mile. Lack of recognition. Lack of progress on tasks. Being micromanaged. Lack of growth
opportunities.
Created
with free version for non-commercial use.
No trust in leadership. Listen carefully. Take the initiative and be an active listener. Never be a passive listener. It will only make you a passive person. Part of effective communication is listening. A conversation cannot carry on if the parties involved do not hear from each other. It is important to listen to the words being spoken and think about them. Effective listening occurs so we can obtain information. We do it to understand and learn. Effective listening should not only occur in the professional setting, but also personal and home setting. Ways to be a more effective, active listener. Face the speaker, maintain eye contact. Be attentive. Keep an open mind. Do not interrupt. Ask questions only to ensure understanding. Being able to experience changes in a positive manner. Fill in the gaps. As an effective employee, you want to step in when you can.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
At times, you may notice gaps that need to be filled. Gaps can be in a group that needs an extra person to help out to an employee being absent from work, and you need to step up and help out with their duties for the day. Helping fill in the gaps shows initiative. Do what you can when you can. It will show your coworkers and superiors that you are an effective worker. It will make a positive difference in the workplace and in your personal life. Case study. The supervisor is opening a new position that focuses on problem solving for the employees. Stacy and Chelsea have both been with the company for about 5 years and are up for the position. They are equally qualified. The supervisor is watching both girls. The supervisor is looking for the candidate who can actively listen and has great communication skills. This position works directly with employees, and this person needs to be able to listen to the employees' needs. The supervisor has watched the girls for about a week.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
He noticed that both women have great verbal communication skills. They are both friendly, but only one actually has the proper listening skills. When talking to employees, Stacy takes the time to listen to the employees. She does not interrupt and only asks questions for clarification. She makes eye contact and ensures her attention is on the employee. Chelsea, on the other hand, speaks great, but does not have great listening skills. She regularly interrupts employees when they are speaking, and she seems to have her focus elsewhere. The decision was made to give Stacy the position because her listening skills were active and made the employees feel that they were being listened to.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.